847-9277.
Country is bracing for snow, ice, sleet, Mageddon. It's like Armageddon in Egypt, as you've got a March of a Million showdown, protesters gathering in the square, marching on the presidential palace, not giving up or backing down in their quest for a different leader, a different democracy, a different voice is what is being screamed. This is a big domino that could fall, and what will be the effect in the Middle East? How about the U.S.'s role in all of this? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between where you might be shoveling right now while you're listening to me. People get paranoid, get out there, and they start to shovel early. You know, when you get 20 inches... To me, what are you going to do? Just going to stay out there, go out for an hour, come back, put your feet up, go back out. I don't know. But there is something to clearing the sidewalks because of that lawsuit thing. Somebody slips and falls, and then next thing you know, you're in court, and it's your fault, buddy, because the guy who lives two houses down has one of those big chokers around his neck, and he's claiming that it's your fault because you didn't shovel the sidewalk, right? Well, they're really shoveling it, but of a different sort in Egypt, as we're talking about here right from the get-go. From the State Department, here's what P.J. Crowley had to say as the official voice.
We will have had nine flights leave Cairo today, taking more than 1,200 American citizens out to three destinations, Larnaca, Cyprus, Athens, Greece, and Istanbul, Turkey. Obviously, today we've kind of put a pretty good dent in that number, but obviously that will go up, will fluctuate day to day. We have no information to suggest that American citizens have been targets. No American citizens have been killed or injured. So we think we have some time, to carry this out in an orderly way as we go through. We will be looking for, concrete actions, a process that, leads Egypt to a more inclusive environment and free, fair, and credible elections later this year.
Okay, so they're talking about the current regime. Mubarak and his vice president are talking about concessions, trying to figure out what they could do to stop all of the voices, in other words. Egypt is closing down the cell networks again. The protests don't seem to have an end in sight whatsoever. So, Mubarak, in or out, what say you, America, and the world? Because we have people listening to us in other parts of the world, like the UK, Australia, and whatnot. And, of course, our friend Christine and the rest of the crew in Sweden. What does it mean for the U.S.? Well, the U.S. is saying that they're looking for some credible elections in Egypt. And I really think what they're doing is sidestepping some of the major issues. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. You get the first crack at it this hour. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kate. Too bad you didn't let us have a crack at that, a little liberal healthcare.
Oh, come
Obama
on.
Obama boy. Come on.
You know
man.
What? You know what? I said I was gonna do both sides, and that's, I am so proud of this show for doing both sides.
Yeah,
so that people can,
you know. We can talk to him. We're not going to scare him.
No. He would have taken calls, but that was taped in Washington, so we couldn't do that. You're right. He would have taken calls.
Okay. I see. Well, Mubarak has nobody on his side now. He used to have the United States, okay? But right now, nobody wants him to succeed. You know why? Because everybody is making money off of the rise in the gas prices. You know how many people in the world are betting on stock prices of gas to go up? I mean, even in the United States, how many thousands? Because we have thousands of state and representatives and senators. You know what? They're going bankrupt, these states. And they see the gas price go up. Guess what? If they have a 10% tax on $3 a gallon and it goes up to $4 a gallon, that's 10 cents more every gallon. If it goes up $2, that's 20 cents that goes into the state budget. It makes their job easier. And know who's going to be hoping that Mubarak calms everything down?
You have a good point. Yeah. And listen, you have a good point, even for people in the stock market, because if you have your own IRA accounts and you're picking stocks, that's what's happened. Those Canadian stocks have shot up. A lot of the oil stocks, of course, have gone sky high. You're right.
And I tell you what, some of these stocks now, you know, you ought to get a stock person on it, but, you know, to really make a lot of money quick, people used to go for the you know, like the Chicago Stock Exchange. What do they do? Futures, okay?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Now what you have is these ETF funds that are double and triple factored in. So if the stock market goes up 2%, that stock goes up 6%, you see? They call like triple X bulls same thing with the shorts.
Absolutely. I can tell you one right now because I had to take care of my own. You know, I had a CBS 401k, but I wasn't with CBS and had to roll it over. And I can tell you what I've got. Suncor Energy, and it went through the roof. It went up almost 5% because it's energy. And we've seen it shoot up.
Suncor,
well, right.
Everybody that's listening now, let's get on the bandwagon. Suncor, and by tomorrow, they'll be up 50%. We'll all be rich, and Mubarak will be dead. And that's what's happening. Think about it. If you
you're
got
right.
$10 million and you can get something go up 5%, you've made thousands of dollars.
You're right.
In one
you're
day.
Right. You're right. But it's the rest of us poor schlubs that are just getting a little bit. But you're right. It's the people with the big chunks of cash. Exactly. You're absolutely right. They're making money on it.
And you know what? I looked it up. The only 2% of the world's oil goes through the canal. Okay? Those super tankers can't get through there. You know, and that's what the Saudis use. So, you know.
You mean through the Suez Canal?
It's going to be really interesting.
Yeah,
anyway,
it is going to be really interesting. Absolutely great job in bringing up the whole thing with oil. Thanks, Tomas. He's 100% right, because that's exactly what's happening. Anybody who's got any futures in oil, they're beyond thrilled with what's happening. Of course, for the rest of us who are having to deal with the prices when we pull up to the pumps, we're not so thrilled about it. All right, Alan, Canada, you've got a word before we get up against it. What's going on?
Yeah, hi, Kate. You know, the president of Egypt became president of Egypt the same year that President Reagan was sworn in for the very first time, 1981, right?
Right.
He's been leader for, 30 years?
31, yeah.
And the government of the United States, the U.S. government is giving Egypt tens and tens of billions of dollars of foreign aid every year. Well, what is that money going for? Is that basically protection money? The USA is bribing Egypt not to attack Israel. That's basically what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, basically you're right. If you wanted to cut it down and cut through the rhetoric, yeah. It's military money. It's because of the peace. It's because of the peace accord with Israel. Absolutely. You're 100% right on, Al. How about that? We didn't even give you a chance for a punchline there. Thanks, Al. We got a fly coming up on the flip side, though. We got some odds and ends.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LASIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
For the U.S. and Egypt, because speaking of guns, well, we're supplying the military because of that peace accord with Israel for the past three decades. If there is a change in regime, which it looks like it's bending toward, despite what Mubarak does, I don't think that he can quell these crowds, this giant march on the square in Cairo. I mean, there's chaos still in Cairo. Trying to get out of there is very hard. Thousands of Americans were removed from Cairo because charter planes were brought in. But it is absolutely an era of change and beyond, I think. So that's why the cell phones were shut down once again. And that's why it is really by maybe the end of the next week or two, this revolution is going to see some sort of a change. So does the U.S. lose a very influential ally? And what, if you were the president, are you wishing for? What are you wanting to happen here? That's why they're trying to tiptoe around it. Remember, it was the president who gave his speech back in June of 2009 and went through all of the typical pleasantries that you do when you meet the heads of state, meaning Mubarak, who is the president. And now they're in this position where you've got this regime change, and the U.S. ambassador to Egypt warned the State Department that opposition groups had drawn up some plans for a regime change before the September 2010 elections. So there, this anti-Mubarak attitude is nothing new. That's been around, and the government was warned about that. But if Mubarak survives, will he like the double dealing of the United States in the middle of this? And the answer would be, I don't think so. But is he going to turn his back on the money that he gets from the United States? And the answer is no. But there's going to be deep distrust, certainly, and suspicion, and, you know, you name it, throw it in there. And that's the position that the United States is now in. If the Muslim Brotherhood and the, take this government down, what is the narrative for the president? What is the narrative for the U.S.? How serious is this? And what happens to Cairo? And what, first of all, you have Christians and Muslims, by the way, in Egypt, right? But if Cairo goes the way of the Islamist, what if there, what do you give that chance? There is that chance. What if that were to happen? Certainly, because it's really the Muslim Brotherhood that has the real pull here, the real clout in the streets. So that happens. What does that do to Egypt as far as being an ally? What does that do? Something to think about. It's so tough to get off of this, isn't it? I mean, I can't get off of this. This is, to me, it's, I don't understand why there isn't more coverage of it, why people are more concerned about Egypt slipping away as far as an ally is concerned in the Middle East. 800-259-5791. You're listening to Kate Delaney. Of course, this is America Tonight. I promise we're doing odds and ends, so we'll dig up some other things that are on my mind and maybe on your mind, too. The other thing that people are talking about is the winter storm, because it's always what's in front of us, right? And one-third of the U.S. is going to be covered in snow, sleet, ice, or something else. And schools are canceled all over the place. And, boy, I wonder, if we added up the amount of snow, I'm talking about from wherever, from New Mexico to New Jersey to Boston to Minnesota, in the country, would it be the one of the years that we've seen the most snow, do you think? I mean, because we keep hearing about these monster storms that from the Rockies to New England, bitter cold. But it's not about the bitter cold. It's that tens of millions of people get affected and airline travel gets affected. And it's always about amounts. Size matters when we're talking about snow because we're fascinated by the amount of inches that fall. You turn in any weather person, the goofy weather guy with the bow tie, the hot chick in St. Louis, whatever, because, you know, the weather people are come in all shapes and sizes. It depends on the philosophy of the people who hire them at the local stations. But the one thing they all have in common, they're always talking, they're outside with a yardstick, a ruler, whatever, they're always talking about how much fell, how fast did it fall, when did it start falling. We're fascinated by that. You know, you hit a certain mark there where you get up to like 10 feet or even more than that, 6 to 10 inches, and how many shovels were sold at the hardware store, and we were out of anything you can imagine to deal with the weather by 10 o'clock in the morning. That's always part of it. And then activating the National Guard, and is there a state of emergency declared? The Missouri governor, Jay Nixon, in fact, did declare a state of emergency. I know we have people listening to us in Mizzou, and activated about 600 folks from the National Guard. And a blizzard watch is in effect for southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, northern Indiana. I know we have people listening to us there. Take cover. Winds up to 60 miles an hour. Yeah, that's 60 mile an hour winds. Yeah, I'm gonna have sympathy for anybody that's dealing with that. That's pretty rough. What are you doing in the car when you've got 60 mile an hour winds? All right, so let's go to Don here in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. know, funny thing about weather is that you ever get this notion that people like to brag about after it's over, you know, how much they got hit with compared to other places in the country, like, yeah, we got hit with 2 feet or 12 guys or something like that.
You know, absolutely.
Okay, let them have it, baby. If you want to have the 2 feet, keep it away from me. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't want to dig through all that snow. I agree. But there is, it is bragging rights. I agree.
If you want to have bragging rights over a bad weather, go ahead and take it. I can tell you right now, the Northeast has got a far worse weather than we have in Wyoming this one area. And hey, congratulations. I'm glad you guys won. You can keep it. So,
there you go.
Hey, secondly, Egypt. But before I get to that, I went to see a movie finally this weekend. And I went and saw The King's Speech.
Oh, how was it?
Well, it's a slam dunk, Kate. I think it's going to win the Oscar. If it doesn't, I'll be surprised.
Wow, really?
It's really, I mean, the doggone thing made me cry. Can you tell? Why am I crying?
Ooh.
For Royal Kate? You know, is there some connection still between America and the Queen and the royal family, do you think? I mean, it's been over 200 years since, you know, they ruled us or whatever, but I still kind of think that maybe there's a lot of Americans, maybe even myself, that kind of still feel, I don't want to say an allegiance, but some kind of an emotion towards the royal family, towards the Queen, you know?
Oh, I think so. I think people care, yeah.
I mean, she's not our queen as per se, you know, controlling us, whatever, but kind of in our hearts she still is, you know what I mean?
I got you.
Of course, this story is about her dad, you know, who King George VI, and
right,
and his speech impediment, and it's just, and you know one thing, Kate? The one thing I would have never wanted to have been born is into a royal family, because you've got, you know, it's like their life is, I mean, okay, yeah, they're filthy rich, and they got all this money, you know, but there's a lot of people that are sad that are filthy rich, and I think those royal families are. I mean, they got to, you know, responsibilities, they're just born into it, they have to, you know, speak, they got to perform, they got to do certain things, and, you know, and try to, and they're always, of course, especially with mass media today, they're always under the watchful eye, you know, as to whether they slip up or not. I mean, Prince Harry wears a Nazi outfit to a Halloween party, and oh my gosh, the whole country about flipped upside down, you know, and in any case, though, but I don't know if we should feel pity for him or not, you know, but the film is just, it's just remarkable, and, you know, it's up for 12 Oscars, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if that's
clamped up. So. Yeah, everybody's talking about it. So, Don, thanks for the call. You just echoed the sentiments of a lot of others who have seen it. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm dying to go see it. If we have a snow day, perhaps, I might sneak out and go see a matinee version of it. I think there is something about the royal family, I think, for some people anywhere, where they want to keep up with what's going on, and maybe he's right, I don't know. We can count next.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Show, I said that Charlie Sheen was our under the bus moment. What does that mean? Well, he threw the cast and crew under the bus when he decided to party hardy once again for the 1 millionth time, but it was on the clock because he's in the middle of a season. So check this out. Story breaks today. I was trying to figure out what it would cost, and somebody did the work for me. $250 million, they say, in lost revenue because it's got a probably shut down Two and a Half Men, the series he's on, for the rest of the season, part of Next, and it'll hurt some of the syndication deals. Now what happens for actors is the syndication thing, because they want money on the back end. If they have to shut it down permanently, then that's an even bigger story, too, because money is being lost for Warner Brothers and lost ad revenue because all the people that got pretty decent ratings, so they had strong ads. They're all gone, obviously. And would you believe that show is in its eighth season? And it's the most watched comedy on television. It averages 14.7 million viewers. Wow. And that's just behind Modern Family, I guess. I don't watch any of these things, but I know of them. I know what these stories are about. So CBS sells, for example, a 30-second spot in Two and a Half Men for $200,000, about that. That means about $3 million an episode. So for CBS, do the numbers, you're talking about $155 million, give or take, in ad revenue last season alone. So this is pretty big money. And now Sheen is shutting that sucker down, could shut it down for good, but shuts it down for the rest of the season. So he really did throw everybody under the bus, including the fellow actors, because whatever it is that they get. You know, he got a two-year, see, this is so typical, isn't it? It's the people that make the money that just, they just blow it. They just have no clue, some of the people anyway. So Sheen got a two-year deal, $2 million an episode for season 8 and 9, but how long is he going to be in rehab? They don't know, and if he stays in rehab too long, that kills everything. Wow, $2 million an episode. That is crazy sick money, isn't it? Remember the people that were on the Friends show? It was a big deal that they were getting $1 million. I think it was at the end they were getting $1 million an episode. $2 million. That is crazy money. So let's talk about some other numbers, and we can count. So you're going to love this. Texas hosting the Super Bowl at Jerry World, Super Bowl 45, coming up this Sunday. How much did it cost to build Cowboys Stadium? Well, that would be $1.3 billion. What is the capacity? 105,000. The most expensive ticket for the Super Bowl this time around, $11,000. $1,000. I ask you, who is paying $11,000 to go see the Super Bowl? That's just not, I'm sorry. Even if you have a serious do-re-mi, it's just not worth $11,000. All right, so for advertising, you know, we're just talking about that with the Charlie Sheen show. Advertising, 30-second television spot for the Super Bowl, $2.8 million to $3 million. Donors who spent $1 million to be founding sponsors, because, you know, that's always a big deal. You get your name plastered all over the place. 12. That's, boy, that's a lot. Last Super Bowl, they had two people that spent that $1 million to be a sponsor. And then if you look at travel and lodging and all that stuff, year-over-year growth in demand for housing rentals in the Dallas-Fort Worth area during Super Bowl weekend. I have a friend that lives close to the Super Bowl, and 2 years ago he kept bragging to me how he's just going to make so much money on renting his place out. Nobody wanted to rent his place. He has a nice place, but people wanted to get a hotel room. They didn't want to rent the place. You know, I don't get it. If you can find the hotel room, though, I guess that's the thing. If you couldn't find a hotel room, then you do have to try to see if you can rent a place. That kind of makes sense, right? So anyway, how many, you know, how much are we talking about? What is the demand? And they say the growth is 3,721%. That's huge. Then the average round-trip flight to Dallas-Fort Worth for the weekend and the car rental is $326. Then the entertainment price to go to the parties hosted by, you know, P. Diddy's got one at the Tower Building in Fair Park. So that would be cost you $500. Now, if you wanted to go to the maximum, if you wanted to go to the party with the prostitute, the maximum penalty for soliciting a prostitute in Dallas, $2,000 or 6 months in jail, compared to the last Super Bowl where the maximum penalty for soliciting a prostitute was $500 and 2 months in jail. So a little bit of a difference. I found that somewhere. I can't remember where. But everything is bigger in Texas, they say. And if you look at those numbers, certainly those are some pretty big numbers. Most expensive ticket, I'm still having a hard time dealing with that, $11,000. Now, how much money will pour into the economy thanks to the Super Bowl, for everybody listening? If you were just going to pick a number out of thin air, what do you think it would be? Well, try $612 million. Oh, that is crazy money. $612 million. So I guess it really is worth it to host a Super Bowl. Unlike when people are talking about the Olympics and what they have to go through to have an Olympics come to their area. And then the fact that some people have lost, some cities have lost money on the Olympics. All right, here's another interesting number for you for We Can Count. The world's oldest person died at 114 years old. Boy, what would that be like to live at 114? And her name was Patricia Ellis. And she died Monday morning at her home. She was living in her home, and she's been called the world's oldest person at 114 years old. Wow. I mean, that's, you got to be doing pretty good if you're able to have like a kind of a caretaker, but you're still surviving, and they say she was thriving. She was from Jacksonville, Texas. Natural causes, by the way. 114. Matt, can you imagine living to be 114?
I don't know about that. That's old. Everyone you know is
dead?
Yeah. And even people younger than you are probably on their way out.
Oh, yeah, no kidding, because what's younger than you? Like, you know, oh, that young guy is just a mere 80 years old.
Right. I mean, your kids might be dying before you.
Oh, yeah, that's sad. That's sad. I saw a picture of her. She looked great, though, I got to say that. Here's another kind of crazy number. You know, Angelina Jolie put the whole adoption thing, foreign adoption thing, back, I think, in the public eye. Lots of people adopt kids from other countries, from China, from Russia, from Guatemala. But they say foreign adoptions by Americans are at a 15-year low. And part of that is because of the halt of adoptions from Guatemala because of the corruption problems that they were having. Once that story broke, then some of the adoptions fell off. Boy, it's the lowest level since 95. And China's still America's number one source of adopted children. How many? They say 3,400. That's the numbers that just were released by the State Department for 2010. Ethiopia, by the way, was second, 2,500 and change. And Russia still over 1,000. South Korea, 863. But Guatemala was the number one source country in 2008. You know how many they had back in 2008, 4,123 adoptions by Americans. But then what happened is there was so much corruption that they had to reform it, and they pretty much shut down a lot of those adoption agencies. So where people would go to Guatemala, a lot of the organizations were closed, and that changed, I think, the face of some of the adopting. And in Russia, some pending adoptions from Russia were slowed after, remember what happened back in April when a Tennessee mother put a 7-year-old boy back on a plane to Moscow with no adult or anything. And as a result, the Russian government, of course, went berserk on that. And they demanded to negotiate a new agreement to cover adoptions between the two countries. And the U.S. complied and said, yeah, we'll do that. Whatever she was thinking, I don't know, because what do you think nobody that was going to go under the radar and nobody was going to say anything? But it's interesting to see how much that is that's changed, especially when it comes to Russia, because that used to be the place where so many people went was of course to Russia. By the way, if you have any thoughts on the show, you can always send them to me at americatonight.net. Coming up in our next segment, we are going to check the mail. A lot of you talking about Egypt, but some of you asking about the Super Bowl and whether or not I was going to a big party, whether you were hosting a big party, whether I cared about Pittsburgh or Green Bay and what I thought would happen, and would we see a good Super Bowl. I hope we don't see a blowout. I'm sorry. I'm just never into the blowouts no matter what. If we're into the blowout, you know, if we're into the game and it starts to become a blowout, I think people just start paying attention more to the commercials than the action on the field, frankly. Or the people at the party. Or the alcohol that's being served at the party. Anyway, we're going to check the mail on the flip side.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30 and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She's got Betty Davis eyes. Ease you, she'll unease you. All the best her just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo in the sky. She got Betty Davis eyes.
All right, so you know the score here on America Tonight. We say it's the best in water cooler buzz on the overnight highway. We're talking about all kinds of things. And it's not just always what's in front of our face in our own backyard. Number one in our face is, are your taxes going up? What's happening with healthcare? We know, and we've been talking about it. But Egypt does have an effect on us because this now is our big ally that we're pumping money into, and it's toppling. So what happens with the new regime? Because I think there will be a new regime unless somehow the crowd is turned around and Mubarak is having really no success at this. So I don't think he's going to have any success at this. It's a question of, is he overthrown, if you will, like a banana republic, or does he resign? Do we see that shot of him fleeing the country? When does he flee? Before it's too late? What happens? People are trying to get out of Cairo and Alexandria and other parts of Egypt, that's for sure. And there are guards at the pyramids and guards at the museum. And it's a question of politics and positioning and ultimately the dangerous high wire that President Obama's on. Because what direction do you go on? You know, what go in? Do you send an envoy? Well, apparently not. They're not going to do that. I think they're just laying in the weeds at this point, right? So anyway, a lot of you have reacted to the Egypt thing. This is a smart audience. You think about all kinds of stuff. You really do play along, and you do that zigzag thing so well. So without further ado, we're going to go check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, yes. And in checking the mail, we find a couple of different things. One from Kathleen Kane, who says, Kate, I am so tired of Barack Obama. You know, I actually voted for the man. I'm a lifelong Democrat. But at every turn, I think he's dumping on us. And I do not believe in the Washington agenda. You look at what's happened with healthcare. If healthcare was so great, if Affordable Care, the Act, was such a great thing, and yes, I know it has to kick in, because that's what everybody keeps talking about, but why are so many premiums going up? Why are so many people forced out of their current insurance desperately trying to find something new that they can afford? It makes no sense whatsoever. Wasn't this supposed to reform the insurance industry? What do you think? Well, there's the problem. It's not supposed to reform, or that Affordable Care is not reforming the insurance industry the way it stands right now. One thing that hasn't happened is the co-ops, you know, those where they're pooling the resources basically for small businesses, and that hasn't happened. So there are a couple of states that are working on it, but it's slow. It's slow moving, and that's what we found out in Washington. And part of the deal is that this whole thing has been slow moving, other than pre-existing conditions with kids. And that's a good thing. I mean, who's going to dispute that? You hear these sick, sad stories about kids who the parents are middle-class parents and they're working and they have insurances that top out or whatever. And there's we definitely know that there's stories like that. And we know the pre-existing condition thing is rough, especially with children. Absolutely. Not everybody can go to St. Jude's, can't get in there, can't take their child there, whatever, especially when they have some horrible disease. But the way the individual mandate stands, that's a loser situation. I don't see how the individual mandate is going to help the rest of the country by insuring everybody, because there are people who it makes no sense to, and they want nothing to do with it, and so they're just not going to get it anyway, and they're going to be part of the IRS catch me if you can. So it creates this weird thing here with the IRS suddenly involved in catching people and making sure they're insured, we'll say, or they have to pay the fine. So there are a lot of things with the Affordable Care Act that don't make sense, and absolutely that is certainly one of them. I keep saying the same thing over and over again, but I truly believe, and a lot of you with children know this, and not even with children, even if you're single, you have to have something that's workable, that's affordable. And the insurance companies have gone unchecked for a long time, but part of the problem is the lack of competition. If the state lines were erased, I believe there'd be more competition. Then that would force the companies to play fair, because they would have to compete for the business. And I think that would make a difference. Okay, here's one from Charles D. I like it when people just put the D or the T or the whatever. A lot of people that send me emails do that, or they put their full name. He says, Kate, Egypt is exploding like an atom bomb. I got to say, I love it. I love it. Good for the people. Power of the people, baby. I don't care if the Muslims are not. I think it's time for change around the world. Why can't people have free elections? We need to get our nose out of everybody's business. Maybe we'll just clear out of the Middle East altogether. Screw it. Why do we need to be there in the first place? Yeah, too late for that, though. We are invested and have been invested for a while. Go back and think of various wars and think of Desert Storm and the successes and think of things that have happened in the past, I don't know, I'll say past couple of decades. Let's say past couple of decades. We could talk about Afghanistan and how that's blowing up. Pakistan, that has to become the, I don't even want to say ally, because I don't think it's possible to really have them as an ally, but they have to play nice with the United States for it to work out, and it's not happening. They're not really playing nice, because you have too many people that are able to go drop whatever it is they want to drop in Afghanistan, meaning bombs, whatever, and go back over to their safe haven. And we saw that there was a protest the other day in Pakistan, a huge protest, telling the United States, we don't care, get out of here, whatever, because of an incident that happened where an American shot two kids who were coming after him. And he says he was being attacked. The U.S. is backing him up, but they're not backing that up in Pakistan. So, hey, it is a hornet's nest, but we are in the middle of it right now. What do you do? To me, the hardest thing is the fact that there's no end game. Really, and it's not a winnable situation. Is it a winnable situation? That's the thing. If you think of previous wars, and of course they're all fought differently now versus what they were like in World War II and World War I and, you know, the wars previous to that. But I think of the troops and I think of them coming back. And it's not like we're at war for so many people because they don't know people who are fighting. It hasn't touched their family. It's touched the guy, you know, 20 houses down that they heard about or whatever. And it doesn't feel like that. I feel like a lot of people aren't in, I'll call it, emotionally invested. And that's so sad to me, that separation. And so tough to see the soldiers come back to that. In fact, we're hoping here on the show to start a program, because I found for many of the guys that I talked to, the one thing that they really, really want when they're spending so many hours in Afghanistan, Iraq, wherever they're deployed, especially in the harsher areas, they yearn for some letters from home, even from people they don't know. Just letters, things to read. Not emails, not that kind of stuff. You know, the physical letters that they can get, that they can open. And I think there's got to be a way that we can rally around and have schools and other people. I know some people are doing that, but more people participate in it so they have letters from home to open. Wouldn't that be great? Send me your thoughts, as always, just like you did there, americatonight.net.